From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Ked, Mentor, in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
There is a question Ked has been asked by careful learners more than once. What did you do before you came to the academy? Ked always answers the question. Ked believes in answering questions. Ked says, I was a detective, a reasoning detective. I worked cases. The careful learner usually pauses here because they haven't heard of reasoning detectives before. Ked then explains, gently, that a reasoning detective is the kind of detective who does not chase suspects or read fingerprints. That is for other detectives. A reasoning detective is brought in when a case has too many possible explanations, and somebody has to sit down and think through which explanations cannot be true. Ked adds at this point that this sounds suspiciously like mathematics. The careful learner usually agrees.
Ked worked cases for 15 years. Most of them were small. A merchant disputes a shipment count. Ked checks the records. The dispute resolves. A village argues over the boundary of a shared field. Ked walks the boundary. The boundary resolves. A thief is suspected of two crimes on opposite sides of a city in the same hour. Ked proves by careful timing arguments that the same person could not have done both. So at least one of the accusations is wrong, even though Ked does not say which. Reasoning detectives often do not say which. They say what is possible and what is impossible. That is the job. But there was one case, and Ked will only tell this story to learners who specifically ask, that Ked did not solve. It was the case of the bridge that fell down. A long time ago, 18 years before Ked came to the academy, there was a bridge across the river that runs through the kingdom's central valley. The bridge was a good bridge. It had stood for 46 years. It had been built by an engineer named Gable. Not the same Gable as in Gambit Tales. Names sometimes coincide. The bridge was used by hundreds of travelers every week. It was, in every measurable sense, fine. Then, one morning in late summer, the bridge fell.
Nobody was on it at the time. This was the only piece of luck in the whole case. The bridge simply gave way, collapsed into the river, at a moment when there were no carts, no walkers, no animals on it. The engineer's surviving family said it was a miracle. The local council said it was a tragedy. Ked was called in to determine why the bridge had fallen. Ked worked the case for 3 months. Ked examined the wreckage. Ked interviewed every person who had crossed the bridge in the previous week. Ked checked the original construction notes. Ked measured the surviving timbers. Ked looked at the river current. Ked considered every possible explanation. It was weather damage. The weather had not been unusual. It was overloading. No record of unusually heavy traffic. It was a flaw in the construction. The construction notes were impeccable. It was age. 46 years is not, for a properly built bridge, old. It was sabotage. No motive, no evidence. It was a flaw in the wood. The wood looked fine. It was a flood from upstream. No flood was reported. Each explanation Ked eliminated. Each one had a small piece of evidence that did not fit. None of them was the answer. Ked wrote in the case file conclusion the following sentence.
I have ruled out every explanation I have considered. I have therefore not yet identified the cause. I will not pretend otherwise. The local council was not happy with this conclusion. They wanted an answer. Ked did not give them one. The case remained open. The bridge was eventually rebuilt. Travelers crossed again. Life continued. Ked kept the file. Ked occasionally, over the years, looking for new evidence, new possibilities. Nothing turned up. What Ked learned in those 3 months and the years that followed was this. Reasoning is honest only when it is willing to stop short of the answer it does not have. This is now the rule KED teaches at the Academy. Show your work. Trust the steps. If the steps do not reach the conclusion, do not pretend they do. This is why KED introduces every cast appearance with the same kind of care. Cassius is here today. Let's see what he assumes and where the assumption leads. The frame matters. The honesty matters. The not pretending matters.
KED retired from detective work at 38. The Academy reached out. KED had built a small reputation among the kingdom's intellectual circles as the reasoner who would tell you when she did not know. The Academy master wrote, "We need someone who will tell our students the same." KED came. KED has been here ever since. KED still has the bridge file. It is in a drawer at home. KED opens it once a year, on the anniversary of the collapse, and looks for new evidence. There is still no new evidence. KED has come to accept this. The case will likely never close. That is, in a strange way, part of the lesson KED teaches. "You can rule things out forever," KED sometimes says to a learner who has just done a beautiful proof of impossibility. "And you will not always reach the truth, but you will not fool yourself either. That is enough." It is, KED believes, exactly enough. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to KED. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.